I'm Herb Trix for WVIK. If there's something we could all use in 2020, it's a miracle and a great cocktail. You can find both at the festive holiday pop-up bar, Miracle at the Freight House, on West River Drive in Davenport. Part of a worldwide franchise, the first Miracle location in Iowa is in the 2,400-square-foot space next to the Front Street Tap Room, formerly occupied by Fresh Deli, which closed in October of 2019. Miracle at the Freight House is a new partnership between Lars Renberg of Rock Island with his wife Kara and Ethan Bailey of Davenport, National Sales Director for Cocktail Kingdom. That's the Miracle parent company. Based in New York City, Cocktail Kingdom makes high-end barware for bartenders and mixologists. Lars Renberg says Miracle is their holiday pop-up project, and Bailey has been wanting to do it in Davenport.
He knows that it's a proven model, and it's a lot of fun to do. The cocktails are delicious. You decorate the heck out of the space. I mean, you just go crazy with the decorations. So it's a really fun process.
The concept was born in 2014 in New York City with an East Village pop-up bar serving holiday-themed drinks among over-the-top Christmas decorations. As crowds swarmed the New York City location, friends throughout the bar industry asked how they could recreate the holiday magic on their own turf, and expansion became inevitable. The following year, Miracle expanded to 4 locations, and in 2016 it went worldwide with pop-ups in Greece, Montreal, and Paris. There are now 118 Miracles in 35 states and 7 countries, with the closest to the Quad Cities now being in Madison, Wisconsin. Renberg says Ethan Bailey is originally from Fairfield, Iowa, and married a woman from Davenport. He's an experienced mixologist and very well-versed in cocktails.
The cool things that Cocktail Kingdom does, they go back and they find historical cocktail manuals and they reset the type and reprint modern editions. And so they've done a ton of research into the history of American cocktails. And when they come up with these recipes for the Miracle franchise, it's based on a ton of historical perspective on cocktails.
He says the 10 Miracle-branded recipes take a lot of work to get them right. One is the Christmapolitan. It's vodka, elderflower, dry vermouth, spiced cranberry sauce, rosemary, lime, and absinthe mist.
There's 10 main cocktails on the menu, and we wanted all 10 to be just devastatingly good. There can't be any decent cocktails. They all have to be great cocktails. But that was a really fun process,
The Quad Cities partners considered working under an existing bar, which is common for most Miracle franchises. But Renberg says it was simpler for them to run it themselves. They looked at the former Shenanigans building downtown, but chose the Freight House space, which formerly housed Fresh Deli. They worked with the city and the Freight House Farmers Market and were able to get a 2-month lease. Other downtown spaces would have required a minimum 2-year lease, but the city was flexible and supportive to work with. The city, which owns the building, replaced the air filter, and the business also added more air filtration systems and does regular sanitizing among increased cleaning protocols. Renberg says customers are required to wear masks unless they're seated at their table. All staff wear masks, have strict hand-washing requirements, and cannot work if they have any symptoms. Temperatures are taken at the start of every shift, and the bar is limited to 50% capacity with tables spaced 6 feet apart.
So we started with a limited capacity from the beginning. The only things that the most recent proclamation changed for us are we had to change our hours, so we're closing at 10 p.m. instead of midnight. And we're now limited in terms of how many people we can seat at the same table and how many people we can have for private parties.
There's a maximum of 8 people per table, a cap of 40 in total, and a maximum of 15 for private parties. When they planned the business over the summer, he says, the trend for COVID cases was decreasing.
And the curve was looking really good on COVID in August. It looked like we were going to have, kind of a COVID-free holiday season and recover as a country and be ready to party.
It was challenging to open in mid-November amid the surge of virus cases in the Quad Cities, but they had to stick with the plan. And for people not comfortable drinking in the bar, they have all their cocktails available as to-go orders, which include an instruction manual for each for customers to mix the cocktails at home. Each sells for $13 or $14, and Miracle at the Freight House also sells a custom mug or glass that goes with each drink.
What we're really hoping for with a Miracle experience is to have people come in and see the space and feel the nostalgia and be surrounded by Christmas and see all our crazy decorations. But it's 2020. And so if what we have to do is send people home with these cocktails, then that's great. That's fine.
Miracle is open 7 days a week through December 30th, weeknights from 5 to 10 p.m., Saturday and Sunday from 3 until 10. It'll be closed December 25th, Christmas Day. It can open a few hours earlier for private parties or special events. And for more information and reservations, visit miracleqc.com.